Time now once again for the Business Intelligence Report, my regular Friday conversation with the Journal Record's managing editor, Adam Brooks. Adam, it's obviously been an interesting week because of all the severe weather we've had. I don't think anyone remembers a series of storms quite like what we saw Wednesday, but it's also been an interesting week in the energy sector. On Tuesday, State Treasurer Ken Miller released his office's monthly revenue figures, and it showed collections from oil and natural gas production dropped by more than 54% compared to April 2014. And a day later, several energy companies released their first quarter earnings for this year. What are we looking at here?
We're looking at bad news, and it's pretty much what was expected with commodity prices so low. Compared to earnings in the first quarter of last year, the big names in Oklahoma City had a really hard time. Chesapeake was down 45%, Sandridge was down 51%, Continental Resources was down 42%. If you're looking for good news, Devon was only down 11%.
And what kind of dollar figures are we talking about here?
Well, one of the things that hit Devon was a $5 billion charge, and Chesapeake's losses for the quarter in real dollars were $3.74 billion.
And on Tuesday, crude oil prices did climb back above $60 a barrel for the first time in 2015, but your reporter Sarah Terry Kobo says there's going to be a lag here.
Right. She talked to Fadelgate, who's an analyst from Oppenheimer, and he says that the possible good news is that these lean times force drillers to get more efficient in their operation, and since there's less competition right now for drilling rigs and other services in the oil field, that can lower prices. So if commodity prices rebound, profitability might return much more quickly than we thought. The oil prices won't need to go quite as high as they were before.
So based on that explanation, if everyone has double-digit declines, lower revenue collections will continue as well. We're in the final days of the legislative session. The deadline for lawmakers to adjourn is 3 weeks from today, and this is the time when crafting the budget becomes kind of a frantic process. What does this mean for the state in fiscal year 2016, and where do we go from here?
Well, we're not sure that anyone at the Capitol is going to get too far ahead of themselves right now when things are so uncertain. There's been some talk that we don't even know if they'll have to tap into the rainy day fund if there's more severe storm damage. The possible good news is there's been talk sort of behind the scenes of maybe ending the session a little early if they can get a deal quickly.
And you mentioned Sandridge when you went down that earnings list of Oklahoma's top energy companies. There was a story in the Oklahoman this week that they're about to put their downtown corporate headquarters on the market. It's a 30-story office tower and a nearly 900-space parking garage. How is what Sandridge is doing related to this energy downturn? Are we likely to see other companies follow suit? As many as 1 in 5 jobs in the state are tied to oil and gas in some way. How bad is this going to get?
Yeah, it's interesting that they're selling that. They also have a building that's part of that sale that they haven't even completed yet and one that they lease out. It's hard to say what it means for everybody. The plan is that Sandridge will sell these buildings and then they'll lease the space back that they need. They're not planning to abandon downtown right now. This sort of thing is usually spun to be about making sure they're focusing on their core operations. So, you know, the speculation for some is, does it make them more attractive as a takeover company? We don't really know. They say that they, like I said, they just want to focus on doing their main job as well as they can.
And what does this mean for the other occupants in the building? You and I have talked in the past about some of the ground floor tenants on other properties that are for sale in downtown. Are we going to see another First National Center level of uncertainty for them?
You know, it'd probably depend a lot on who buys the buildings. Right now, downtown Class A office space vacancy is at just 1.1%. That's very, very tight. So if there are any openings, they'd probably be hot. Of course, there's other projects planned for downtown Oklahoma City. We reported this week about the renovation of the Dowell Center, which could open up more space. So anytime there's possible changes in office space downtown, lots of people are going to be interested.
That's Adam Brooks, the managing editor at the Journal Record newspaper. Adam, thanks as always for your perspective.
You're welcome.